Sean was a realist. And the addition of these two lorry loads of soldiers to the already strong escort for the general return would make it a very serious matter now. At this time, our landmines were very primitive affairs. We had new batteries brought and installed. He thought it was the batteries that were faulty, but he made provision in the event of the mines failing again by throwing a barricade of common carts across the road at the last moment. Well, we settled down to wait patiently, and each and every one knew now that it was a case of do or die. I was sent along now to the right side of the ambush position, to my own Kerry contingent, who were at the head of the ambush in front of the barricade. To our right was the machine gun crew under Bill Mylan. At about 2:30, the scouts signaled the convoy, and in a matter of seconds, the fight was on. First came a lorry load of soldiers that we took on. The driver must have been killed or wounded, as the lorry went out of control immediately and got ditched. It was followed by the armor car, and that also got ditched. Whether the driver, through excitement, or seeing the lorry ahead getting out of control, or possibly a bullet or bullets penetrated the driver's slit in the turret and wounded him, at any rate, it was providential, because had it remained mobile, it would have been fatal for us. The landmines that we had so depended upon to deal with the armor car had failed us again. Later we were to know that the cause was due to the mines being exposed to the heavy rains of the previous days. The soldiers of the convoy took whatever cover was available, but we were in a very strong position. The officers were very brave men. As they were moving and directing their men all the time the fight was on, one group led by an officer tried to get in our rear, but we recognized the move and were able to pin them down in time. The general, Cummins, was killed early on in the fight. But now, after about 1.5 hours, the position was stalemate. So word was given to us to retire. The Kerry contingent at the right moved on back towards Kerry, and it took us about an hour or more to extricate ourselves from the immediate area.